Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey everybody, welcome back yet again to another interesting episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage. This week we have for you 2010's The Client List, which was an actual 100% Lifetime movie. It wasn't just a movie that was like on Lifetime. This was like one of Lifetime's true originals, and stars Jennifer Love Hewitt, and it's based on a true story. So, Jenna, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so the synopsis that we've got here is a young woman takes a job at a massage parlor to support her family when her husband is unable to work and soon finds her life spiraling out of control.
So I feel like that's a bad synopsis.
It really is because, okay, so yeah, basically what happens is her husband gets laid off, you know, and they have a mortgage payment. So she ends up working at this massage parlor that she very quickly finds out is like a front for prostitution.
Yeah, like really fast. And I thought it was really funny that like on day one, she just shows up and they're kind of like, pretty much talk about how she's just pretty rather than like, okay, we're like, she doesn't even show like a resume or like her credentials or anything.
No.
She's like, oh, I'm a licensed massage therapist. And they're like, you're really pretty. Like, you should come on down and work for us. So that she shows up the next day to like, and they don't even just like ease her in. They're like, check out this two-way mirror and watch this girl blow this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they had no chill about it because literally like, what if she, you know, obviously, this wasn't the movie that they were making, but, like, what if she had been, like, a narc? Like, what if she had been a cop, right? You know?
Yeah, and you just, like, yeah, perfectly. Like, nobody's, or they just think that, like, they're complete, they're, like, kind of, I don't know, they're just, like, they think that they have the cops in their pocket so they can kind of, like, just do whatever they want.
Right, right.
Which, I mean, I get, sure. Like, they were there for, like, a decade without, like, a single person, like, saying shit to them.
Right. So, yeah, no, so it was interesting seeing the stuff about the real life stuff. Because, you know, you're kind of trying to piece together. Because, you know, so many movies say they're based on a true story.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously this place was operated for a really long time. And I feel like you would, even if you did think you had, like, the cops, like, under control or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, well, let's like, keep an eye on this person. You know what I mean? No, yeah, no. Like, they were down to have Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's like,
just add her to the roster.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the fact that, like, they were, like, I was totally, like, I'm 100% fine with this. Like, if you want to be a prostitute, like, honestly, it's the oldest profession, and you should do you. Like, I literally do not have a problem with prostitution. Everybody's like, I love Vegas, and people are like, oh, you don't, I'm like, there's just one aspect of Vegas that I don't like. And people are like, oh, the prostitution? I'm like, fuck that. No, women do whatever you want to do. It's your body. I'm like,
smoking.
I can't stand the smoking everywhere. Not the prostitution. So, like, I'm totally fine with this being, like, literally a prostitution ring. I don't give a shit, except for the fact that they clearly had somebody underage working for them. That, to me, was like, no.
Right, no. Because that, it was very, no, it was, there were so many things about this movie that I found kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
And it's a very different vibe from the TV show that they made after this movie, where it was basically, they just, it's basically the exact same thing, but I don't think she's a prostitute.
No,
that one,
that's
right?
The thing. This movie, they're, like, legit prostitutes. They are legit fucking these guys.
Yeah.
Whereas in the TV show, they just kind of, like, give a little rub and tug.
Right.
Like, they're not actual prostitutes.
Yeah. It's just, like, happy endings, right? Like,
yeah. Which, like, is also probably not how you should do your business, but, like, they're actually not prostitutes.
Right. Like, they make a very big distinction about that on the TV show, which I thought was interesting because it was still a Lifetime TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know why there was this, like... And they had already broached the subject matter. I don't know why they felt compelled to shy away from it for the series. I don't know,
maybe they thought for a TV show, like, going forward, it may be a little more palatable if you, like, she wasn't an actual prostitute, if she was just, like, because she's actually on the TV show, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt's a completely different character. Her name on the show is Riley Parks, and on this movie, she's Sam Horton. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, completely, they're different people entirely. And I just felt like this movie was all about, like, if they had one comment about how she was pretty and she should have just had an easy life because she was pretty, I was gonna, like, go crazy.
Oh my god, I know.
And, like, how, like, she literally doesn't have any value outside of being pretty, whereas, like, in the show, like, it's not like, oh, I married the quarterback and he can't play football anymore, boo my life. Like, her fucking husband straight fucking leaves her. He's, like, a piece of shit. Like, he, like, leaves her, and she's like, well, I need to, like, cool, I've been the housewife for all these years. And cool, that's fine. If you want to be a housewife, every power to you. Like, it's, my mom was raised me growing up. Like, so, like, I'm not shitting on housewives at all. Like, that's a job. But she, like, realizes, like, okay, my job for the past decade has been to take care of my family as a mother. Now I need to figure out how to make money.
Right.
So she goes and then does this, and we realize that she's not only, like, she's a smart woman. Like, she ends up, like, running the business at one point on the TV show. Whereas, like, she literally is just fucking dudes in this movie. And, like, that's her only value. And, like, even at the end, her value is still just being pretty and good at sex.
Right. And so that was kind of the issue I had with this movie. Because there's, like, a weird... I felt like there was just, like, a weird preachy vibe the whole time that I couldn't get behind. And, like, even when they were doing, like, you know, when they were trying to be, like, super, like, scintillating or, you know, or, like, when she starts, like, dabbling with coke because, you know, she's just trying to, like, do... Everything just felt super preachy. And we'll get towards, like, what happens at the end because I have beef. And I was texting Bailey this morning, and I was like, I've got some shit to say.
Yeah, I think I have a real issue with this show. One, why is Sybil Shepherd in this movie? She's completely useless. Like, the mom is just completely useless character. Never, like, stands up for her daughter, like, once. And it, like, was pretty much the constant, like, person of being like, okay, you're pretty, like, your only value in life is the fact that you're pretty, so good thing you bagged a husband, but too bad he, like, blew out his knee and couldn't be in the NFL. Like, because I also felt like as if Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, like, was never in love with her husband. She was in love with the idea of, like, he's hot in high school, like, I'm gonna fuck him, I get pregnant, but it's okay because he's gonna go into the NFL. But then he gets hurt, now she's like, I'm stuck with this. But I felt like she was never, like, actually in love
with her husband. No, I definitely got those vibes. Like, I feel like, and I would love to actually watch that movie. Like, I love the idea, like, Leslie Bibb's character in Talladega Nights, like, just the idea being, like, you know, the athlete's wife or whatever. And then, like, it's like, listen,
I'm
a racer wife. Like, I had to move on.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with this life. So I felt like that's what her, like, at one point, like, when her husband is, like, down on his luck, he decides to, you know, because the little money that they have, he decides he's going to blow it all on drinks at a bar. So she has to go and pick him up. He's, like, drunk, and she, like, runs out of gas. And she's like, pretty women should never have to do this.
I was like, oh, my God. No, I know. I gasped.
Like, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is very pretty. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, like, it's just every time she talked about how, like, pretty she was, I was, like, expecting, like, the prettiest woman that's, like, ever lived to be saying these things. And, again, she's gorgeous. I've met her in real life. She is a lovely human being. Like, so this isn't, like, a knock on her, but it was, like, I want to have that. I want to be able to, like, walk around and just be like, I am so pretty. Like, this is my value.
Oh,
and,
no, like, I wish I could talk like that. I would love to just, like, be like, listen, I'm not doing that today. I'm hot. Like,
it's, I'm too pretty.
It's a great mentality, actually. Like, it clears your skin. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, so there's just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like she got knocked up at, like, 18, and now she is, like, here 10 years later, and her life is, like, 3 kids and a husband. But, yeah, the opening scene of this movie is, like, them trying to get, like, a loan extension on their house, and she dresses, like, really, like, revealing to go there, like, gonna, like, show her tits to, like, you know, and then they're like, well, maybe if he's gay, we should unbutton my husband's shirt. Like, they're going in there just trying to be like, I'm going to get this extension on this loan because I look so good.
It's hilarious. Yeah. So basically, though, we get to see that they're obviously having these money troubles. They're having these, like, rocky patches in their relationship. And it sets them in motion for her working in this massage parlor. And, like, the thing is, like, she ends up being, like, she's good at it. Like, she gets she hits it off. She's, like, she gets these clients. Like, you know, she starts getting, like, some of the more, like, I guess, like, high roller ones, or, like, the more, like, the better paid ones, I guess.
Which is cool, but I don't really understand why, like, this. They were like, oh, this guy from Europe has flown his jet to, like, this small town, Texas. It's not like, I can understand if, like, she was in Beverly Hills or something. You're like, oh, this makes a little sense. But, like, how does, like, a businessman from, like, Europe find out about this, like, small town, like, massage parlor? That kind of, like, I was just like, this isn't adding up. I'm like, I'm glad she's great at her job, but,
well, it was funny to me because, yeah, even if it was like one of those, like, I don't want to say shitty cities, but, like, you know, like, even like a bigger town or whatever in, like, Texas or, you know, whatever, yeah. Like, you know, yeah, it's not like they were even in, like, Austin or Dallas or Houston. No. They're just, like, She's in Podunk. Like,
yeah. And that's why I was like, okay. So, people really, word of mouth. And
yeah, then, no, like, exactly.
The kind of money. She's clearly making, like, a ton of money, but they're also not telling us, like, exactly how much money. So, I'm, like, curious about, like, how lucrative this actually was for her.
Right. Because then, basically, though, like, when she, you know, gets busted, you know, she's having that conversation, and they're like, how does your husband not know? And I love this part where she's like, oh, come on, you know, I just have to tell him one thing and he's not gonna question me. You know,
yeah, like, you know, men are stupid. Like,
she's like, he's not asking you about all that jewelry. And she's like, no, I told him they're fake. And she's decked to the nines in these, like, gorgeous jewels.
Yeah, like, all these men, these, like, high rollers are now, like, giving her all of these jewelry. And, like, we find out that the reason, like, why is because she realizes that, like, okay, these men want attention outside of sex, you know?
Right.
So, like, she's asking them about their lives and she's listening. So she's, like, literally being, like, a therapist / like, sex worker, you know?
Right. And, you know, that's a lot of sex workers talk about that, like, when, you know, you have these girls on Twitter or, like, whatever, talking about sex work. And they say that, like, the ones that are really, really good at it are the ones that, like, kind of, like, forge that connection, you know? Like, actually,
yeah.
You kind of have to trick the dude into thinking, like, it's, like, a real relationship.
Relationship. Yeah, like, I care, you know? Like, and she's great at it because they, like, all of the other prostitutes that are working there are, like, wondering why she's, like, bringing, not, she, like, every client, and, like, her days are, like, stacked. So then they, like, look through the two-way mirror, and, like, clearly, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt knows they're there, and it's kind of, like, there's this, like, humorous moment where she, like, stares at them, and, like,
yeah.
But, yeah, they soon learn, like, she's baking for these guys. She's, like, pretty much being, like, a substitute wife.
In right, right. And, like, yeah, and so that's what they're responding to. And, like, so that was the thing, though, too. Like, again, like, this was another thing I didn't like about the movie, though, is that, like, they start treating the way she, like, the way she's responding to this, like, money and attention as, like, a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, soon it's like, oh, she could have stopped. Because at a certain point, like, halfway through the movie, the husband gets a job. And, you know, it was basically, like, alluded that she would be able to stop doing this. Yeah. But then she doesn't. And, like, apparently that's bad.
Yeah, like, that's the thing is, like, all of, like, the people in this, like, her support group, like, were awful, like, to her. Like, even her friend who, like, bails her out of jail, it's like, you're doing this for you. I'm like, of course she's doing it for you. Do you see the amount of money? I don't care if he works at some fucking pest control place. She's making more money than him.
Yeah, I know. And that's, I actually really liked that, like, conversation she has where she's just like, yeah, like, people look at me and they're, like, super happy because, like, I'm just giving them things and, like, they're always smiling and, like, it's like, I'm Santa Claus. She says that. She's like, I'm Santa Claus. And I'm like, and it just, it feels, it's like, again, it feels super judgmental.
Yeah, no, everybody's so judgmental in this movie. And the religious overtones, too, were just like, ugh. Like, she, anytime, like, I love it, I hate in movies when it's like, you can't get your message across without the character talking to themselves.
Right.
You, it's, like, usually terrible. And so, like, what they have to, like, get away with that is she has on her, like, dashboard, like, a little, like, I don't think it's Jesus, I think it might be, like, the Virgin Mary, and she's been talking to it, and, right, like, kind of confessing her sins, and I'm just like, oh, fuck me.
Right, because I've been thinking about this a lot because, again, like, bringing up, like, sex workers, and for whatever reason, like, they talk a lot on Twitter. I don't know if, like, maybe it's because of, like, the whole connection with OnlyFans.
I think so, yeah. I'm getting pissed at people like Bella Thorne for making so much money off of it.
Right. Well, I guess, like, because Bella Thorne made all that money, and then, like, there was, like, a whole thing about how she said she was gonna send a nude, and then it wasn't a nude, so, like, everybody asked for their money back. So now OnlyFans has these, like, money back restrictions. Guarantees. Like,
oh, really?
Or, and now, instead of, I guess, like, it used to be where you could get your money, like, once a week, like, you would be able to withdraw it. Now they're doing it where it was, like, once a month. So, like, people, you know, that's, like, messing with their actual income. But, you know, there was this one girl I know who, like, works in finance. She, like, has a very good job, but she also does OnlyFans. And, like, her whole thing is, like, she's like, yeah, I could make one six-figure salary, but why can't I make two?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, listen, like, that's, like, make that paper. And, like, it shouldn't, like, there's no reason to feel guilty about it, I think.
Oh, yeah, no. But I think also at the same time, there's no reason to get mad at Bella Thorne. Because, like, of course Bella Thorne was going to make more money than you. And I feel like the people that are, like, wanting to see Bella Thorne do certain things are not the people that are going to want to see you doing that same thing. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, cool. I mean, I think it'd be great if Bella Thorne, like, gave that money to charity and was then, like, oh, I already have all this money. But I think a lot of these things are sort of, like, rooted in jealousy. It's like, I can't do it. Like, why should she? I'm like, she's fucking Bella Thorne. Like,
well, a lot of it, too, I know, though, is also guys that just, like, get really freaked out about the idea of a woman, like, having agency. I think that's where a lot of this is coming from, too, because, like, a lot of these fucking guys will, like, pass around the same nude of, like, Jennifer Lawrence that got leaked, like, 5 years ago, you know, but then, like, they get, like, the idea that, like, Bella Thorne is going to, like, charge money for nudes. Like, they go apeshit. It's
yeah, I like the disgusting idea that, like, Bella Thorne is, like, that one, like, celebrity that's, like, oh, yeah, I know you want to see me naked. Fucking pay me for it. So, like, I don't hate... Also, I'm not an OnlyFans girl, so I don't know what it's like to, you know, have the competition of Bella Thorne now, like, invading my area and my finances. But I just look at it the same way. The people that are going to pay for Bella Thorne are not the same people that are going to, like, pay for me.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, so, I mean, basically with this movie, it just, and I will say, like, I had seen some episodes of the TV show, and I do think, like, I liked the vibe of the TV show a lot better. There's just, like,
a lot better.
Yeah, like there's just something about this movie that like does not sit right with me.
Yeah, like the TV show's not preachy. Like there's just way more character development, like with like even Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, and then you see her at her lowest, like thinking like somebody that she genuinely loves just like leaving her.
Right.
And then there's like a void in her life, and then his brother steps up and sort of becomes like the surrogate father, and he grew up like her best friend. So it's kind of like, and but he, of course, he was in love with her. So it's like he's always had to see like the best friend that he's been in love with marry his brother. And now there's a chance of being like the guy to step up, and she sort of has like a little like affair with him, and then like the husband comes back in, and now she's sort of torn between like the husband, but at the same time I'm like, literally go for the cute brother because he's always been there and he'll always be there, versus the guy that just like leaves you,
right?
You know, and then the guy that plays her husband on the TV show is her husband in real life, and he is so fine that like the husband in this movie, I was just kind of like, girl, you could do better than him. Like
that's exactly what I thought.
High school, like you could do better than him, versus like at least when, like, her husband on the TV show, like, comes back to her, you're like, oh, god damn. You know?
Yeah, I know, right?
His brother's also insanely hot, too. So now she, like, has to choose between, like, the insanely hot brother or the insanely hot husband.
Ah, oh, man. The life, right?
Right? To be Jennifer Love Hewitt for a day, you know? But... and also, Jennifer Love Hewitt this was, like, a big hit. This is the reason why I, like, spurned the television show. It had, like, 3.9 million viewers and it, like on its, like, premiere day, and it was the highest-rated program between females 18 to 49. So Lifetime literally did everything that it should have done and wanted to do, and then it got the television show. But she also got nominated for a Golden Globe for this role.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I do remember
that. Back when Lifetime was recognized. Like, because I remember, like, there would be a couple of, like, but that was before they started making, like, Ryan Murphy things, like, television movies. And, like, those things were, like, overtaking, you know, what maybe a true television movie was or something. Or, like as much as I love Black Mirror, those are not television movies.
No, that's exactly. It's a very, the TV landscape is very different now. Because, like, I feel like growing up, like, a TV movie... you knew it wasn't going to be good. Like,
yeah.
Good. You know what I mean? Like, you could have a fun one. You could have, like, a real cheesy one. And you could have just, like, a god-awful, like, so god-awful that it rolls back to good. But now it's very cinematic. And everything is, like, miniseries and, like, anthology series. And, like, it's great. Like, okay. It's, I think, like, we're living, obviously, in a great time for content. Except I do think, like, the TV movie has suffered for it.
Yeah, and we don't get them, or as much as we do, like, or, like, granted, like, this, as bad as this movie is, there's at least, like, quality-wise, it's, like, I feel like this is, a little better quality than other Lifetime movies that are just, like, as trashy as you can.
Oh, yeah. No,
so,
for
like,
sure.
I understand why this stands out maybe a little bit more than some of the Lifetime, like, Accused at 17, fucked over at 19, like things like that, like so it's just, yeah, even though, like, there are times where I'm just like, oh, this movie's cringy, I at least understood that, like, in 2010 this was probably like, oh damn, this is like a good made for TV movie, like, let's give. And it's not like, I think that Jennifer Love Hewitt's great. I've always really liked Jennifer Love Hewitt. I think she plays vulnerability, like, really, really well.
She really does.
In pretty much, like, everything, back on, like, Party of Five to, you know, I Know What She Did Last Summer to this, like, she really is that, like, prototypical girl next door.
Yeah.
Like, and is great at it. More than, like, a Neve Campbell is. Like, she's just, like, kind of had an entire career based off of that. And this, like, the client list TV show more is, like, look at this girl next door, like, Texas pretty, like, trying to, like deal
navigate
with the problems in her life. So, yeah. So, yeah. And like I said, she's a delightful person. So I would... Every happiness and every power to Jennifer Love Hewitt. And she still has staying power. Like, she's on that 911 show, that Ryan Murphy show that's on Fox now. So she's, like, still working.
Yeah. She's done really great for herself.
Absolutely.
Basically, so she's got this client list. Well, okay, mm-hmm. So the client list in this is actually different than the client list in the on the TV show. And we'll get into that because basically, you know, to show that, like, she's really starting to, like, lose control, she starts, you know, she starts doing coke because she's so tired. She has so many clients and she can't keep up.
Yeah. She's just got to start being. And I love how, like, that one client that offers her coke is kind of hot, though. Mm-hmm. Like, for most of them, you're like, oh, this guy's gross. This guy's gross. And I'm like, this guy's kind of a babe. And he, like, is like, here's some coke. Like, for free.
Yeah, he definitely
is not cheap.
He seemed pretty good. Yeah. I was watching this a lot to see, like, who would be, like, the client that I would think was hot. And of course, the fucking guy who, like, gives her drugs was right. The one that I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one.
You're like, I wouldn't mind having to do him. Because I love how there was always that, there was that one person that, like, works there that was always like, man, I love having sex. This, and I get paid to do it. This is great. I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome if all of your Johns are fucking hot as shit. Like, I've seen some of those guys, and I'm like, you're still excited to fuck that guy? You must really like sex.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, so good for her. You can't tell if you're getting it from behind. Like, that kind
true.
Of thing.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, she, like, starts getting into drugs and it's, like, this whole thing. And then basically, like, they get busted. Like, the whole thing falls apart. And, like, so in the movie, the client list is the list of, like, her most, like, high-profile clients that she gives to her lawyer as, like, a way to get, like a lesser sentence, basically.
Literally no sentence. We'll get into that. But, like, yeah, it went from you could spend the next 2 years in jail to, like, nothing.
Yeah,
but anyway.
It's so funny. Yeah. So that's what the client list is in that. Like, so she puts this list together to give to her lawyer. On the TV show, it's literally just a list. It's just, like, the ones that you give the hand job to.
Yeah. It's not like, here's this list to then, you know, like, take down pretty much all of, like, Texas society.
Yeah, right? So, you know, and there's, like, the whole thing. So she, you know, that's, like, her rock bottom. She's, like, possibly about to, like, go to jail. She might lose her family, like... Her and, like, the dumb husband, they separate, and then...
Yeah, oh, he's such an asshole. Like, you should have just left him.
Seriously, like, I would have just left that dude. And that was... Oh, so that was... Okay, we'll get into this, though, is that, like, that was ultimately the problem that I had with it, is, like, basically she goes into waitressing to, like, show that she's, like, you know, really learned a lesson or something.
Yeah.
And, like, now there's, like, the possibility that her and her husband will reconcile and they'll live happily ever after. And I'm like, okay, so now I just live with this guy who works for, like, the pest control and I'm a waitress and, like, that's that.
And I'm thinking about all the money that I used to make while, like...
I'm laying out in traffic right now. Like, I was like, I hate this.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I'm going back to school. So, okay, maybe she'll go back to school and she'll get a good job. But my thing was, clearly that's going to always be an issue, because at one point in this movie, she's making, like, a shitload of money. He's, like, pretty much a kept husband. And he's like, it's bothering me that you're the breadwinner. And I'm like, eat a fucking dick.
Seriously. And, like, there could have been a way to, like, actually explore that in an interesting way, because you have that built into the story. It's, like, this, like, southern, you know, southern kept girl, like, or, you know, southern housewife who's now, like, turning everything on its head, you know? Like, you could have actually, like, done that in a way that, like, still probably would have pissed me off, but, like, at least would have, like, could have, like, made me think a little or something.
Or if she takes more, like, agency, if she's more like, I don't want to be your housewife. Like, I never really wanted to be that. Like, there were moments where it's like, oh, we see that she's smart. Like, there's, like, a part in the beginning where they go and she remembers everything from, like, the last time that they had dealings with this guy at the bank, down to, like, every detail. So, and then they never really talk about how smart she is after that, though. It's more like, everything was more like her face and her body.
Right.
And never her brain. Whereas, like, on the TV show, she actually utilizes her intelligence, which I think, so I wish there was, like, something that was like, I don't want to just be your wife. Like, I love you, cool, like, you're hot, whatever, but I want to be more than your wife and the mother to these children. Like, yes, I've been there, yes. And I got a taste of my independence, whether or not my independence was being, a prostitute. I still had my independence, and I understood that there's a way for me to make money outside of you.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's how it ends, and it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth, because, like, it really doesn't seem like any of their issues have been resolved. It's more that she... Now that she isn't doing the thing that was making him unhappy, it will pave the way to them being back together, which is a god-awful message. It
really is. And this was written by a woman, too.
Well, like...
That's what really got me.
But you really do, like, wonder, like, what... Because if it was based on a true story, like, what... I wonder, like, what parts of that were, I guess, taken from real life? Like, did they just stay together? Did they actually get divorced by the whole thing? Like, honestly, maybe they just get divorced and, like, you don't have to have this, like, weird lingering thing. Like, I don't know. It seems like if that's, like, the what you want your, like, that's the message you want your movie to be, like, that's bananas to me.
It's true.
So what would you say is your batshit moment in this movie?
I don't necessarily think there's, like, any... true bad shit moments. Like, there were, like, little ones, but I'd say a moment that, like, I don't know, they're just moments that, like, pissed me off less than, like, you know, like, when she comes, like, late to her son's, like, flag football game, like, after she's worked a huge day, and she literally shows up dressed like she's still a hooker, which I loved. She just, like, walks in, like, looking, like, if I look that good, I'd literally walk around like that all day.
Oh, but anyway, absolutely.
Those are my goals in life. 2021, to walk around how my Jennifer
tits out, shows up. Tits out her, all day, for sure.
Shows up, yeah, how she shows up to her kid's flag football team. Like, goals as a mother. But, and then, like, she gets criticized, like, not even by, like, her husband, by, like, by her friend and shit. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck off, people. But bat shitty, I don't know, maybe, like, when she walks in to find out, like, her rival in high school's, like, husband, like, has been a client at this place. And she's like, oh,
I thought that was great.
No.
That was hilarious.
And he's like, well, we can stick. And I, like, there were a couple lines in this that I liked. And he's like, well, we can really stick it to her. And she's like, not by you sticking that in me. I was like, oh. Like, there were a couple of things, but I don't really know if there are any, like, bad shit moments. What about you? Did you have one that you were like...
I won't say, like, I do agree with you. There was nothing that I thought was, like, super wild. Although, like, there were just some things that I thought were, like, some of the funniest shit. Like, I don't know if they were... I mean, they were obviously trying to be humorous, but, like, it was, like, weird. Like, it didn't really land. Like, there was that whole thing, like, after she started doing drugs... And, like, there's, like, that thing where, like, you know, I guess she's, like, distracted and, like, her kid's like, hey, are you going to get some coke or something like that? She's like, what? And he's like, I'll take a coke. And she's oh. And, like, I remember being like, I was like, that? I was like, that feels like a first draft joke.
Yeah.
But it did make me laugh so hard in, like, this, like, weird, weird way.
Yeah, or at the end when she thinks that, like, all of the women, so, like, the list has come out and, like, all these women now know. Instead of these women leaving their husbands, it's like, no, they're high-powered and rich, so we just need to, like, learn how to please them instead, because that's the problem in our relationship.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm not fucking my husband the right way.
That was bothered crazy. Me. Yeah.
So they all show up, and she straight thinks that she's going to get the shit beaten out of her, because, of course, that's what she thinks. Because she's, like, actually thinking like a normal wife, being like, I'm leaving that asshole. And I'm going to probably beat the piss out of the chick first and then leave him. But no, they're just like, no, like, forget about that. Like, forget that you literally fucked all our husbands. How did you fuck him?
Yeah.
Like, why do you keep coming back?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that is a can of worms. And then
she's like, buckle up, ladies, or some shit like that. And she literally has, like, two apples and a banana. And she's, like, about ready to, like, do, like, a sex tutorial with all these women. It's, like, as if it was, like, a party. You know, like, one of those sex parties.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And, like, yeah, like, I definitely found that disturbing, for sure.
Like, I was just like, what is this moment? So, yeah, not, you're right. Not necessarily batshitty, but there are these moments where they're, like, trying to be humorous, and you're like, the tone of this film should not have these moments.
Right, because, like, it just, like, veers so wildly, because you're like, because I remember when that happened, like, especially when she, like, brings out the fruit, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I was like, right. I haven't been watching this movie at all. This is not the movie I've been watching for the last hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then she's, like, working as a waitress with one of her other friends from the massage parlor, the one that's like, I love sex, and I get paid for sex. And then she's now like, oh, yeah, and I had to show them how to do, like, all these things, and I went through, like, all my fruit. I'm like, what are you doing with the fruit?
It's like, guys, come on.
Like, what is going on?
It's like that whole thing in Orange is the New Black, when, like, the chef or whatever, she's like, oh, my God, I can't keep cucumbers or carrots around here. The women go crazy. And it's just like, oh, man. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't need to know these things.
It's like, listen, when you don't have a man around, you make do. So yeah, where would you put this on the garbage meter?
Yeah, I'd say this is some hot garbage.
Yeah, man, this is some hot, steaming fucking garbage. Yes.
Yeah, but
it did make me, like, want to start watching the TV show again, because, like, I liked the few episodes that I'd seen, like, a few years ago.
I haven't seen the show, like, since, because the show was, like, two seasons from, like, 2012 to, like, 2013, and I don't think I've honestly watched it since 2013, but I straight was, like, a loyal viewer of that shit. Like, yeah. I loved the Clientless TV show. Like, I was like, this show is great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah, that, guys, is 2010's The Client List. I would definitely say, I actually, like, I know I've been shitting on it this whole time, but I would say, guys, watch it, because it's a wild ride.
Yeah, it's not, like, the worst thing ever. It's, like, it did, interestingly, though, like, drag at times, though, because I, like, would check the time, and I was like, oh, shit, I still have, like, half a movie to go.
Right.
I was like, this movie's only, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
No, I know. For as short a movie as it is, yeah, I feel like the pacing was a little weird, because, yeah, there would be points where I'm like, oh, God, like, it can't be. Can't be that much longer, but yeah, there'd be like half the movie left.
You're like, oh shit. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we will be back next week. We'll have another. I think we're doing all Lifetime movies this month, which, you know, I gotta say, like, after watching all those Michael Douglas ones, there's something, like, very comforting about going back to Lifetimes.
yeah. Up next we have, yes, oh, one of my ultimates, Cyber Seduction. It's about a kid that's addicted to internet porn. Ooh. And it's the kid that played, he's really hot. I remember thinking he was, like, really hot. He was on Friday Night Lights for a little while, but he was, he played Peter Pan in that, like, Peter Pan remake. Jeremy Sumpter?
Yeah.
Yes, and he's, like, it consumes his entire life.
That's hilarious.
Like, he can't even function without, like, to the point that, like, I'm not even kidding, spoiler alert for next, he starts fantasizing about, like, fucking his mom.
Whoa.
That's how, like, into, like, yeah, like, I remember, like, he has, like, a fantasy about his mom, and I was just like, what is this movie Lifetime? Holy shit.
Well, I, for one, am very excited. That sounds like a blast. Yeah.
Get ready. Buckle up.
Okay, guys, and again, thanks for listening. Thanks for reviewing and rating. We've been loving what you guys have had to say. Thanks for everybody that's been following us on Instagram and on Twitter. You guys are great. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.
that would be.